I'm Jim Dewey with today's View from the Tractor, brought to you by First Farm Credit Services. Coming up, a few year-end comments from Kelvin Triplett.
By choosing First Farm Credit Services as your crop insurance provider, you are backed by a team whose sole focus is crop insurance. First Farm Credit Services works year-round on servicing policies and staying up to date with all the changes and regulations impacting crop insurance. With volatile commodity prices, a customized risk management strategy tailored to your farm operation and protection needs has never been more important. Call me, Ethan Cook, at 217-222-4000 today.
Kelvin Triplett is a loan officer and vice president with First Farm Credit Services. And Kelvin, as predicted, the Fed raised interest rates, not by much, but 0.25% can mean big bucks in the long run.
Well, that's true, you know, and particularly with farmers borrowing a lot of money and just your regular consumer, they're raising at 0.25%, so that means pretty much guarantee that all variable rate loans, credit cards or whatever will likely go up by 0.25% with the next billing cycle. And not only that, the Fed talked about raising as much as 3 more times in 2017. So we couple that with the fact that starting with the next day after the presidential election, the bond rates have been heading up and fixed rate bonds like for homes or for fixed rate farm loans are up over a half point, in the last month. So yeah, we're looking at some higher interest costs, but still reasonable in historical standards.
As we talk about finances, one of the things people finance is land. You say there's still some land sale going on at some pretty good prices?
It seems to. In our area, there was just an article out in a farm magazine, and it said, land prices are down, maybe 5-10%, except in West Central Illinois. And we're right in the middle of that. Had, another land sale yesterday that went a little bit more than maybe you thought it would, and have another 60 acres tomorrow evening. And so, yes, there's still some farmland moving and real estate moving, and it still seems to, be selling pretty strong.
This has been a very odd year weather-wise for us. I mean, a great year as far as bringing in a monstrous crop, but an odd year in that we've had warm weather right really up until this week, and folks have been out in the fields doing a lot of the kind of work that they would normally have to put off till spring, but doing that work means now they've been putting off the paperwork, and you say it's time to buckle down.
That's exactly right. It's been warm and a little bit warmer and quite a bit drier, and allowed them to get some projects done, and now they got to really get with it and try to figure out on their income taxes with their accountants and tax preparers, and at the same time on their year-end balance sheets, and we're caution them to try to do both at once. We were looking at pretty good profits, particularly on the crop side and also on the livestock, and all that's really, really tightened up. So if you're figuring that on the income tax side that you need to make a major capital purchase, say machinery or something, then you probably want to have that year-end balance sheet estimate done to kind of see where you're at before you make that capital purchase, Jim.
That's Kelvin Triplett, a loan officer from First Farm Credit Services, and that's View from the Tractor. For all your crop insurance needs, see Ethan Cook at First Farm Credit Services. I'm Jim Dewey.